Hello, early birds.
People are complaining you're late, Asher. They're like new people. They must have been because they haven't experienced the previous leader and being on time on firesides.
Apple. A wizard is never late.
Nor is he early. I have many good qualities, Apple. Being timely and on time is not one of them.
I know.
Yeah.
You know how much I like that.
Look, Kusty, I'm playing a paladin on my Baldur's Gate 3 playthrough.
Is that new game you forced to play?
What, Apple?
Is that new game you were stuck with playing?
Yes. I didn't want to play it because I didn't have enough time to play it, and my buddy kept saying, Mata kept saying, "Oh, I really wanted to play through with you," and I'm like, "Oh, I'll just wait till it goes on sale," and then it went on sale for $47, and I'm like, "I'll wait till it goes on half sale." I just didn't want to say I don't have the time, so I kept blaming the price. I logged into Steam, and it's like, "You have a new gift, Baldur's Gate 3," so now I'm forced to play it. But it's fun.
Okay, that's important.
Actually, is it true? I've heard that Germans show up early, but like sit in their car so they don't show up too early, and then go into the meeting, 1 minute beforehand, even though they were there 10 minutes beforehand. Wow.
If I have an important meeting, I'm going to do that also. I'm not going to be that 20, 30 minutes early in the place, but I plan for not being too late, and then just waiting in the car is a thing. Yeah, makes total sense to me.
Nice. All right, still got some people filing in.
Kawaii, I totally agree.
Did you just say like the Japanese word for cute, Apple?
I don't know. That's what his name is. That type something. You know how good I'm at saying friends' names. So that's
one of the most prolific shitposters in all of Elysium.
Yes.
That was a compliment, guys, not a diss.
All right. Welcome to the fireside. Got a lot to talk about this week. Some good, some bad. Let me start out with an unfortunate one. Alex Ashigaru is a person who will be having a Sino Vigil for. He passed away last week. He's a member of Care Bear with Guns, and that'll be at 2000. So if you can attend that, please do. I will paste this in here. Here's the calendar entry. So, guys, if you guys can show up, that's great. We always like to try to honor our members who have passed away. It is an unfortunate occurrence that we have to do it more and more often these days. But please try to show up if you can. I will attempt to be there as well. All right. Moving along to more day-to-day matters. We have an Entosis Alt Corp. Toaster, you want to talk about this?
Yeah, sure. We have an Entosis Alt Corp. I will get the recruitment post for you right now. Please join it if you have an alt, and it'll really help us in the south and in Catch, just having people that can help out where it's required. But I'll get to the recruitment post one.
And while you're doing that, Zintage, you want to talk about some fitting changes?
Yeah, so it's basically one major change, and it's honestly not that major, but with our Raven Navies, we're wanting to make them easier for you guys to get in. And originally, we had faction shield extenders on them. We originally were thinking we might use Nirvanas with them, which we haven't ended up doing. So we're going to switch those faction shield extenders on all our Raven Navies to T2 shield extenders, and it's going to make your Ravens 100 mil cheaper.
You can obviously still run the faction, but we're going to go to T2. Did lower the cost of getting in. The difference that they provide is somewhat good, but it's really not probably worth that amount. There's a shield implant you can get for 20 million that covers the same amount of shield that the 100 million factions would get you. Since you want to throw that in there, And yeah, you guys are still welcome to run faction and the shield implant if you want to be even tougher. Yes, Moab, you can keep the faction. All right, another thing I want to talk about. This is a little policy thing as well. Or not policy. Notice, there is an incursion. Incursion and pure blind. So if you would like to make money.
Period basis.
Jeez. ICPB, dude, and, you know, it's just old habits die hard. Thank you for that.
It speaks to him.
Yeah, PB is, you know, it's your first shitty girlfriend, not your second one. In period basis, there is an incursion, and you can join the incursion squad, incursion SIG, and make money. Yeah, I just leaked our future invasion plans. So, want to make money? Go ahead and do that. I think I can link the incursion SIG link here. Someone got it for me. Very good. Very good. So yeah, if you want to make concentrated ISK, this is a good way to get injected. You can get a ton of ISK whenever you want in blind or period basis. All right, I got some more stuff to talk about, but I figured this is a good time to talk about the updates. You know, we've had our meetings. We were just talking about them ourselves. Basically, our feeling is that CP is not delivering what we wanted here. I don't think that's a shocking opinion to anyone. Right now, we have a broad nullsec, and that means that you can spread out pretty far, and you know that is a workable system. CCP wants there to be a less broad nullsec. That is fine. If that is the case, then they need to make nullsec tall. And the new changes do not do that. It makes them not broad and not tall. And so that's just shit. And so I think we're going to put leadership, we're going to consult our people, put our opinions together and get them to CCP, probably in a public forum so they can't, you know, deny it. You know, one thing that I've been thinking about in particular is if you started playing in 2019 or further, please X up in Elysium. If you started playing in 2019 or later, please X up. So these players who are Xing up have essentially never seen a buff to nullsec. It's only been down for them. So there's a lot of players who have never enjoyed a buff to nullsec. And just because I'm an old head, I shouldn't be telling you, oh yeah, it was so great, you know, back in 2014 or 2018 or whatever. There should be benefits. You should have a time when things are better. And I think CCP is not delivering on that right now. So we're going to get that message to them. We're not opposed to change. I think that I want to be really clear. We're not opposed to change. I think any change would have been good. It's just that this isn't a change. It's just a nerf. Making things worse is not, you know, not good. A lot of this is, it's like, it feels like, oh yeah, fiscal responsibility is important. It seems like that's what they're saying, but we're playing a video game. We're not playing, you know, Market Simulator 24.
Beyond is, but the rest of us are playing a video game.
Correct, correct. Oh yeah, in our meetings today, guys, it came out that Beyond Nox has an evil will on his, like, thumb drive. So should he die, someone will get his stuff. Who knows what it is? But he's made a will for Eve to, I assume it says, this is the last will and testament of Beyond Nox. And then a notary has stamped it.
Fuck you.
You're welcome. So, I don't know if that's, like, legal. I don't know. We need to have a Goonswarm notary. Put an N in Elysium if you want to be the Goonswarm official notary. All right, Poetic Dystopia, I've appointed you. You're the official Goonswarm notary. So you're the registered notary of Goonswarm. If anyone has any Eve wills, please go to Poetic Dystopia. They will notarize it, and then that will make it official.
I think you should give it to Casadol.
I have already made my decision. It is final. Okay, so as far as the changes go, we have 5 months still. We're not panicking. It's plenty of time for CCP to you know, make some more changes, and they have been making changes. That's our general feeling, is that they have been trying to adjust this. It's just that their adjustments have not been appropriate for the situation. So if we can get them to understand what they've done wrong, and how they can improve it, then there's plenty of time for them to fix it. So there's no panic mode from us right now. There is like a bit of disappointment, you know, like, you know, hey, you guys told us we were getting, you know, upgrades and changes, and really that hasn't been delivered. So our plan will be to communicate that to CCP in an open and easily readable method. We'll be talking to you guys. We'll be talking to as many people as we can to get a wide variety of opinions before we, you know, synthesize that. And we've already been discussing that. So that is our plan right now to address any changes. Assailant says our enemies believe on the changes. And I couldn't tell you that you're more wrong, Assailant. Our enemies are flipping out. They are very concerned about the changes, so I would not agree with your assessment. They are unhappy with them. That doesn't mean that just because they're unhappy, we should support them. Like, we're not trying to be king of the ashes, but we still do support change. We just support constructive and well thought out change. And right now, this does not feel very constructive. It does not feel very well thought out. The ratting is a problem, but it seems relatively easily be fixable. Their vision for mining right now is pretty atrocious. It's pretty awful from the data that we have. And there is a little bit more we need to learn on that. But and then another problem is communication. You know, it is fine to say, you know, we're not going to release what's happening until the patch comes out, but then not releasing the data once the patch comes out is unacceptable. So those are some of the planks that we're seeing as issues. We are not opposed to, it's like, getting taller. We do not want to spread out. As things look right now, if the patch is not changed at all, CCP is basically encouraging us to take as much space as possible. And I don't think that's their goal. I think they want the opposite. I think they believe that it's the opposite, but isn't. And I mean the Imperium's objective has always been to have defined borders in a relatively small space. By essentially every metric, we are the most densely populated group. We are the most densely populated group in all of NullSec. There's really no metric where we aren't. What that does is that leaves room for people to come into the game. If people are not sprawling, new people join. Once again, we don't want to be king of the ashes, right? So we always want new people joining NullSec because, you know, maybe they become a major empire. Maybe they become a minor empire and then join one of our enemies, join one of us, form with other minor empires and make a new one. You need people to fight. Like, that is the whole point of this game, is to shoot people. So if there's no new blood, then there's really no change. And when you encourage sprawl in NullSec, you like disincentivize any chance for people to move into NullSec and new blood to join. This is also the reason why I generally try to keep us from, you know, squishing new alliances. It is, you know, a new alliance cannot fight the Imperium. So we don't want to kill that group before they become, you know, stuck in NullSec. Now, that said, our enemies certainly do not agree with this method. They are like, you know, locusts. They cannot stop themselves from eating all the crops. That's fine. It doesn't mean that we have to do that. And that's a big part of the difference in our identity. It's part of why some of you are here. It's part of why people will find the Imperium more attractive than other people, than other groups, I should say. So we will communicate to CCP in a way that, you know, supports our vision on what we believe NullSec should be. And we will avoid overreacting for now. That said, we reserve the right to overreact. We reserve the right to overreact. That, you know, if CCP will not listen, you know, we will start going, you know, turning up the attention on this, and we will be, feel free to overreact. Okay, that's basically what I wanted to say about the patch and what we're feeling right now. And I got a couple more items to run down, and then I'm open the floor to you guys to ask whatever questions you want. And then, yeah, PI stream, Dragon. I did end up doing my PI stream last Sunday, guys. It was probably as bad as you expected. Apparently, the fact that I tried to look for a coprocessor for my PI command center was quite humorous to some people. I will say this is a very unintuitive system. if you go in without a guide and without anything, it is really hard to figure out on your own. So, I'm not going to do it again, but you can watch the VOD if you want. It's up on my channel. But it did take me about 90 minutes to get the most basic PI setup running. Edible, it's just twitch.tv/AsherElias.
How much money have you made off it already?
Oh, a lot of money, dude. I think I've made 120,000 ISK.
So, okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to like keep it up now, like and, like make sure you keep it running for the next few months?
Uh-huh.
I totally believe you.
Patrick, thank you for guarding my Nereus. All right, talk about some other things. Toaster, can I throw it to you about the Delve 911 guide?
Yeah, for sure. So Absalar from Beehive, he wrote a very comprehensive guide about how to use Delve 911 effectively so that you can actually get the help that you need. Styx is linking it a bunch of times in Elysium. Please read it. Please have your templates ready to go with where you are, what anomaly you're in. And, you know, now that the carriers that are able to boost Rorquals are a thing, like, it's very important that you guys have it all ready to go. So please read the guide that Styx was linking. It's also in the Delve 911 topic. If you don't know what Delve 911 is, it's a way for you to get help while you're in your Rorqual. It's a jabber chat.
Excellent. And that's a important thing to do. And remember, we are telling you guys, please, if you are in a Rorqual and you see any carrier hit your grid, you immediately panic. That's just the way to do it. Just panic immediately as soon as it hits your grid.
You can try to do that. Also, there are times, a couple nights ago, there was a guy, he alt-tabbed to do his B-ping, and then he tabbed back, and his carrier was booshed off, or his Rorqual was booshed off, so it's... depending on when you're around and what you're doing and what hostiles are doing, you might just instantly get booshed off. So sometimes we just tell people to panic right away, depending on what's dropping on you.
I think the best rule of thumb is to panic immediately unless you know something, right? Unless you're positive about something.
Yeah.
So just rule of thumb, panic when you see a carrier.
Also, please share this with your court mates. Like we know sometimes people, they're just like they're not around for a fireside, or they aren't going to read all the words on the forums. This is fundamentally changing how Rorqual miners should be reacting. You know, for the last how many years it's been, you know, try to be ping and then keep your tank going and then wait for a fleet. Like now that's not how it works now. So make sure that everybody in your corp knows what is going on and the change that has happened.
And please try to get people to be pinging themselves in Delve 911, or like having someone on grid pinging. It's not like, I'm not going to say that it is banned. However, pinging Delve 911 and going, hey, there's a Rorqual tackled in Intel and I have no information, makes our job hard. So please tell your friends, tell your corp mates, like, please be in that channel themselves so that they can, you know, respond, know what fleet to join, get in comms, etc.
And also, if they're like, English is a second language or very hard with that, just help them set up the ping, make it for them ready so they have it copy-pasted and then just have to fill in and then just say, I don't speak a lot of English or something like in there, so people know what's going on and they can just work with that.
That's a good lead into the next thing I want to talk about. So obviously we have people from around the world, all nationalities. In the U.S., we have a upcoming election. I know some people love to talk about politics. That we have a no politics rule here, and the reason being is because it never works out. Please do not talk about politics in a public channel, just in any channel in Fleet, especially now. I know emotions get high around elections. There's emotions around all kinds of things. Are an international group with people from almost every country in the world. We had one person on our survey from Saudi Arabia, to give you guys, you know, an idea. So there are people from all over the world that are involved in our organization. Yep, there's Brazil. Just we have learned that the best way to do it is don't bring up politics. If you have a buddy in Eve and you guys want to talk about politics, you can DM each other. You can yell at each other if you want. Whatever you want to do, that's your own business. Do not bring it into public channels. And that includes, national identity. We tease people here, but please do not, please do not bring it into politics or any kind of, mean-spirited stuff. I can talk about how I hate Parisians. Other than that, don't mention it. All right. So politics channel, basic rule, should be pretty simple. And I think that's it. That's all I want to talk about as far as updates. Questions, though. If you got questions, go ahead and put them on here, and I will answer them.
One thing to add to that is, like, if you make fun of somebody in local about their, like, their country or anything like that, assume there's also people like that in the Imperium. So you're not only making fun of our enemy, but you're making fun of people that are in the Imperium. So just don't do it.
It's just a bad idea. You're going to get yourself banned eventually. Like, eventually someone will get really upset. They'll report you, and some GM will just be like, nah, that's not cool. Even if you were joking, they won't know. So just don't do it. I just don't talk in local at all, which is probably the best bet.
I agree.
I feel like we steal a Brave term here and say keep it classy.
Yeah.
True.
So, Bubba says, what kind of music do you listen to? I listen to, like, pretty much every genre, like, the best of every genre, at least. I'm a big music listener.
So no country, got it?
I love country, dude. But, like, Red Dirt Country, there's some really good stuff. What you hear on the radio, though, is probably pretty bad. Left or right Twix? I just eat both. I bite into both and just chew them as one. Like an Uber Twix. Yeah.
And you call me weird? Jesus Christ.
You don't stack them?
I do the same with my Kit Kats. I don't break them off. I just eat them as though they're one Uber Kit Kat. Patrick, I have no idea what your question was about. Was it about Spider? I don't know what that means. Someone else can answer that. Any news on cat ears, Asher? No news. That I haven't been following cat ears, though, so. Is cereal a soup? Well, we had the ruling a couple weeks ago, the legal ruling, that a taco is a sandwich. So I will try to find out any legal opinions on if cereal is a soup. Do I eat the skin on a baked potato? Used to not to, but now I eat the skin. It's really good. Also, pretty good for you. I was expecting
especially
like a lot of serious questions.
Salt on it before you bake it.
Yeah, a little butter, a little pepper, a little salt. Very good. I was expecting a lot of serious questions with all this patch news and stuff, and we're getting soup, cereal, music. I will say, speaking of cat ears, that this Skinner system seems to be going really poorly. I would not mess around with Skinner unless you guys are really dedicated to it. They have to change it, I think, or it's just not going to do anything.
Does anyone else doubt that Asher actually puts pepper on something?
Tresnar asks, how do you like your steak done? Tresnar, you have really acted in my trap card. I love cooking. I just love meat. That's what can I say? Love meat. And grilling it's good, so the temperature, I like it on the medium rare, but a little warmer medium rare side, except if you're cooking like a ribeye, trust me on this, you want a ribeye a little warmer. Go for like medium on your ribeye. Some of you will be like, that's heresy. Trust me on this one. That is the temperature for a ribeye. A little warmer than you need to do something else. I sous vide, or sometimes I reverse sear, Locusti. Depends on what I'm feeling. I mean, I try a lot of different things, but I'm really dedicated to getting that crust. Get a little coffee rub on the ribeye. Malcolm, you are so wrong. You don't even know on the medium ribeye is a ruined steak. There is a certain amount of fat in the ribeye that will not go away at medium rare. You need to get it to medium to get that really melty, fatted taste, and it'll taste so much better because you're not going to be chewing on like chunks of fat. We're talking about like 138 degrees Fahrenheit. I can't translate that to Celsius. It's going to be like, what? 45 or something? I don't know. 138. Here's the other thing, guys. If you're cooking a steak, this is really important. This is super important. You should dry brine it the day before if you can. That means getting like a wire rack, salting it, and just letting it sit on the wire rack in your fridge for a day. That's ideal. But this is the most important part about cooking your steak. Take it out of the fridge, let it sit for at least 15 minutes, but hopefully closer to like an hour. Get it out for close to like an hour and let the temperature gradient equalize. Room temp is fine, but you don't have to get it quite there, but just coldness out of the center as much as you can. And then sear it hot. You cook this thing hot. The whole thing, like your dad told you, like put it on once and only flip it once. That's dumb. Hot, flip frequently. Let it rest for at least 5 minutes covered in tinfoil after you pull it out. Very important. Very important. If you
Should
want
I
a
let
good
your
steak,
pings rest for 5 minutes covered in tinfoil as well.
Well, I do have a lot of tinfoil, so yeah. Always pull it out. You are correct, EMP. All right, so I haven't been reading any other questions because I've been talking about steaks, so go on.
So we should rename you to Asher Ramsey?
Asher Ramsey, yeah. I'll be Asher Fieri if you want. I'll get some blonde spiked hair.
I'm pretty sure Seema has your full name somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. Best steak spice or just salt? I like just like salt, pepper, a little butter. Melt a little butter, let it melt on your plate. Excellent. I don't eat steak that much, but when I do, I try to eat it right. Belshazzar, we are going to put a skin up. We're just playing with different ideas for a cool look. You don't pepper it until after you do it assailant. You salt it before because you dry rot, but you pepper it after you take it off. Can corpse drop Equinox moon drills on free moons? No. No, isn't that Metanox? Is that what we're talking about? No Metanoxes for a corpse on moons. We want corpse to be mining the moons actively. That is what the moons are for. What's the chance we can set even CCP to set the jump bridge infrastructure power to like one? Smugly McDrugs, I think very low. And I think that we're not super worried about that as a, an issue. You know, if we have less jump bridges, then so be it. Obviously, we have a great jump bridge network, but we can get along with it, you know, with the current setup if we have to. A little adjustment would be good, I think, but, you know, super worried about it. Just in case, yeah, I hear your question about reagents, and it does seem a little imbalanced. But I haven't done it myself yet, so I'm not ready to say, you know, hard opinion. Twitch cooking stream when? Probably not.
He doesn't want to advertise the heresy of a well-done steak when he just claimed it was medium.
Listen, if I've done a well-done steak, you can pierce me through the heart. Do you think CCP will actually listen to feedback from the player base? Belshazzar asked that. So I've been in this game a long time. And I have seen CCP listen to a lot of feedback. So they do get stubborn. Like, they have their stubborn moments. That is fine. We all have that. If you communicate to them in an appropriate way and they believe that you're reflecting what the player base feels, they will listen to feedback. They will make changes. So they're not going to do exactly what we want, but they will listen to feedback, yes.
Am I unmuted correctly?
You're good.
They do listen to us. We have an audience. It's not like that communication always goes perfectly. Sometimes it goes very poorly, like we saw this week, where we actually, you know, there were other players that asked about the repop rate and got answers from the community team that turned out to be technically correct, but that's not always the best type of correct. And it was misleading. So we're going to keep working on that. But yeah, I do think that they will take feedback. My big take on the problems with the expansion is that the expansion's just not done. They put a ton of stuff in here, including really like the new bones of a upgrade system for Nullsec. And they have barely gotten to feature parity with some new stuff and are still coming out with a couple patches every week. So my big take is that they just ran out of time and came out with it anyway, because there is this 5 or 6 month migration period. So I think a lot is riding on, are they going to continue with a patch each week, and we keep seeing seeing some changes that will help a lot. But that's my big take on what is going on there and what their attitude is like. They are not ignoring us, but they have a lot happening.
Kaminar says, any plans for Skyhook defense fleets, or should Bukos group up and fight the intruders? Yeah, I mean, if you can fight them off locally, that should be the number one thing, right? Like, we don't need to do everything top down. That kind of local defense is very valuable.
We are forming home defense fleets for those, and it follows the same rules as anything else. Less than 15 hostiles is peacetime, more is strat. If you want to help ping fleets for that, join Skirmish Commander.
Booty Smackerack says, I wish CCB would stop hating on the enjoyers of mining. Yeah, we definitely hear you on that, Booty. The number one thing that I want to communicate to them is, listen, if you guys think that we're mining too much rocks, that's your opinion. And it's going to be harder to change. But here's the thing that I guarantee you is the truth, is that more rocks is not more fun. It is more tedious. Miners do not go on here to click more rocks. If you want to lower the amount of M3, that is fine. Get the rocks big. And people will be much happier than these current changes. They will be much happier with bigger rocks and less M3 than more M3 and smaller rocks. I guarantee you that. Like, miners aren't doing this so they can click a rock every 30 seconds. Do you think that once the Skyhooks are deployed, we'll spend all our time defending against thefts rather than projecting and harassing, asked General Grievous. No, I don't think that. I think that if we are able to, we will keep our space relatively compact. That'll make defending it easier. And I think that if they are attacking us like that, that means they aren't defending theirs. So then we would just go hit theirs and it would be a net even. So I'm not really worried about that. Obviously, defending these is going to be part of the meta of just Nullsec, so it's going to be normal, but it'll give you stuff to fight. Rothana says, what happened to walking in stations? They basically built that for their, what was that, Vampire the Masquerade or whatever it was called. They built it, you know, so that they could build it and then, yeah, World of Darkness. And then move walking in stations over as their system for that, and then the game got canceled, and then they stopped developing walking in stations because they weren't really making it for Eve. It was just a way to sort of get that under the Eve funding. Will Wheaton references one of the best, you know, insider CCP stories. Needs a little more psh, was a story that was told, I don't remember how long ago, but basically a person left CCP and said that that was some direction that he had received as a developer, that it needs a little more psh, as guidance, which, if true, is one of the best statements. I think about that like once a month at least. Nice people ask for feedback, and that's what I want to give them. That's what you give your cat, Amir. All right, anyone else got any questions? Going once. Going twice. Stormbringer PvP fleets when? Not at this price. Storm ratting? Yes. Sure. That's part of the problem with Stormbringers is that they're being used to rat. War when? You know, stay tuned. If CCP wants to have big fights, why are they nerfing mining so much? So I think Belshazzar, this is a forest and trees kind of thing. They look at the aggregate numbers and they assume that people are doing well, when I do not believe that is indicative of the average experience of the average Nullsecker. There are some people who make a ton of money, and here's the problem, is you're out there, you're tootling away in like one Ishtar, or maybe two Ishtars. You got two accounts, you're in two Ishtars. You're not making any more money than a guy, actually making less money than a guy who was spinning Ishtars 10 years ago. Battleships cost 2 to 3 times as much. So effectively, your purchasing power is much lower. Now, another guy has 7 Stormbringers, and he is making a ton of money, and all that money goes into his one account. So effectively, he is a very rich guy. And then you have, especially in other alliances, this is something I've noticed. I go through their space, and what I've learned is goons are so lazy. You guys come in, and you guys rat for 4 or 5 hours in a night, and only several nights a week, whereas their players are so industrious that I see them ratting 7 days a week, 18 hours a day. And if you guys could rat like this, you know, this is what they'll do. They'll have a new Gila, and they will be ratting 16 hours a day, like 5 days of making their character, and you guys don't do this. And they're industrious hard workers. So, but CCB counts all these industrious hard workers, and those count against their stats. So,
I would like to note that you should check out Lending B if you need capital to upgrade your pilot's skills so that you can make more money. We can support a business plan like that without demanding that you rat 15 hours a day. Come check out SMART today.
That's actually a good update, and this is one of the major reasons we started Lending B, because like real life, you know, they say it's the first million that's the hardest to make, the first 5 billion that is the hardest to make in EVE. Once you have EVE money, making more EVE money is relatively simple. And we want to give you a leg up. So if you're a new player or someone who just wants to upgrade their income, taking a loan is the way to do it. And we want to give you money. And our interest rates are way lower than what people used to charge. We've lowered them and we keep lowering them. So they're extremely low. There's no way not to make money unless you just don't do anything. That's the kind of game that EVE is. You can make money taking a loan and getting ahead of people. We want to push you ahead. That is what Lending B is about. Like, we have loans out for several hundred billion to individual players. That's not really what we wanted to do. Happy to do it because, you know, they're cycling money through the economy, and that's fine. Porting that, I'd much rather have a broad base of, like, we've given out 5 billion to 100 people rather than, you know, three people have 500 billion in loans. Because that means that you guys are getting ahead. And once you're ahead, you can... Like, Kudmi has cycled his loans forever. He's been taking out loans for 10 years because he knows that the velocity of money is the important thing, and he's made more money by doing that. But some people hate having, like, that kind of interest payment. That's fine. Take the money, get to where you are making a lot more money, and then finish the loan. It's actually super important and a huge way to get ahead. I should probably talk about it more, but it sounds like we're pimping out our thing so that we're going to make money. That is not the purpose. The purpose is to get you guys ahead.
Yeah, we've cut the public interest rate from the previous sort of market rate was
10%,
quite usurious.
12% sometimes.
Yeah, upwards of 10% per month, and we've cut that now by over half. We're down at 5% as the starting rate, and it's a little lower for big customers. And we're honestly, I'm tempted to push that down further because we think that it is so effective. If we could loan out another trillion ISK this week, I'd be happy to, right? We think that that would just be major for the 50 or the 150 people who would take advantage of that.
A Salient says they're just going to buy injectors. Great. Thumbs up. That's what we want.
Right, yeah, we have a program for this, right? They're going to put up a thread. They need a business plan. If they can show that those injectors are going to take them from X to Y, and that Y will pay back the loan, that's what we're looking for. Now, that's not always true. You're not always in the right spot with your pilot to make the jump to the next thing. But it's worth talking about. It's worth examining, and many people are.
Mystic X says, Asher, what about an investment fund where members can invest money into the lending program? So first off, we have tons of capital, so we don't need kind of investment fund. And secondly, we don't make a lot of money off this, of the interest rates now.
Right.
If we're offering it at 10%, yeah.
We have not sold new debt of our own since the refinancing last year. But if you go on SMART, there are Theta series shares that are valid debt, and you can buy those. And a bunch of people have bought those. So that is available. I don't think we're going to be issuing any new debt for you to buy direct from the Alliance. That's why you have to go find it on the secondary market. That was a long time ago now. But that there is a counterpart program that's sort of the extension of the old war bond.
In Mumble, Amarian asked me, who do I contact for a loan? Amarian, you hadn't asked questions in Elysium in the future, but we have a thread. And it is in Home Ec, right? Home Economics? And yeah, they're AAA bonds because they sell for face. They've never sold for anything less than face. Issuing debt was actually one of the smartest things to do. But when I took over, we were in pretty dire financial straits. Things were pretty bad. And that was the number one thing I wanted to get fixed. I have been involved in financial markets before professionally. And so it was something that I really wanted to buckle down to and to get us in a good place. And, you know, we are there. We're in a good place, and certainly not a credit to me. There have been a lot of people who have come up with good ideas and who have implemented those ideas. And But yeah, we're in a good place financially now in a way that we definitely were not when I took over. And there has been some painful, you know, belt tightening and getting budgets under control and that kind of thing. But we're way, 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 way better than we were, you know, years ago. We're probably not looking ever to, you know, pay off our debt because we've realized how effective issuing it is. And the Bank of Goonswarm is stronger than ever because of that debt. So we aren't looking to issue any new debt, but it's something we've talked about just because of the effectiveness and because players like holding the loans. You can see the strength of the loans. You can go to the buy and sell thread right now. People will put up 100 bonds and they'll sell 100 bonds at face, which is indicative of how strong they are.
In the refinancing thread, there's a list of the updated top 20. We actually are looking to formally close the last shares of the old bond. So if you happen to have any Gamma or Sigma series shares, you should get those bought back. We'll pay you the face for those today. We have all the ISK for that as people come back from AFK. But that actually means that the top 20 list, which gets the Fortizar names and the Fortizar ring and 1DQ, is going to finally rotate. And the top 20 is updated in that thread if you want to go check it out. I'll try and find it.
Just in case asks, is the plan anything other than crabbing with two Rorks? Being new to Null, taking out a big loan to help upgrade from Ishtars, that's just daunting. No, I mean, there's multiple ways to make money. There's a ton of ways to make money. One thing we have been working on, but has been a little delayed because of the patch updates, is like, here is the steps and the branching tree for how to grow your empire. I think crab cools are awesome. Personally, that's probably my favorite way to make money, but it's certainly not the only one. You can also do a dread to run crab beacons. There are a lot of other ways to make money that don't involve actually ratting. So from Ishtars to whatever you choose to do next is the big step. What I would recommend you do is you can join the finance channels. I would also just ask your court mates, what do they do? You know, how do I make money? And will get a lot of answers, and people who've done it themselves. And then here's the big thing is that what works for you won't work for me and vice versa. Like I am not a clicky person. I do not like tasks that involve a lot of maintenance, which is why I've never done PI. And some people find that very comforting. It's like I was talking to leadership the other day. I was saying, you know, if there were 100 Ashers at the helm, be like 100 ideas, but no one would be fueling the jump bridges, right? And so you need all types of people, and you need to figure out what works for you. So stuff that won't work for me might work for you and vice versa. Talk to your court mates, find out what they do, and talk about what it involves, and then you'll have a much better idea of how to implement something that works for you. What is the status of our foes at the moment? They seem a bit weak. They're definitely, they had plans. They're not implementing them well. So I would never try to, you know, underestimate our enemies, but certainly, you know, compared to 2 years ago, they had so much more of an advantage. They really did not push it. You know, we have been in a de facto rebuilding project, even if it wasn't announced as such, for the last 2 years. And advantages that they had, they did not take advantage of. And that's pretty much in line with the leadership style of those people. It is not unusual that to me that they didn't. We have seen that in the past, but, you know, we are in a relative position to them, certainly in the last, certainly since the end of World War B, which is actually about 4 years ago now, we're in the best relative position that we've ever been. So, their status is probably weak compared to might be used to. I know, right? Four, it's a long time. Anything we could be looking out for from our foes on the line level that would help the greater whole, asked Johnny Williams. That's a good question. So it depends on your time zone. In Australian/Chinese time zone, there's a lot going on in catch. So that's certainly where you could be. In other time zones, it's counter-dropping ratters. So that's, you know, they will come after and try to drop our people. So that's being involved in home defense. Or going into their space and attacking it. We attack more than them. Remember that their leadership has essentially banned their FCs from coming into our space. If you ever wonder why are there no enemy fleets in our space, it's because they have a policy of utter boredom. They think they will bore us out before their guys get bored. That's why, you know, we have people like Ark who goes into their space basically every day and attacks. If you remember a year or two ago, you would have someone like Mist. You'd have other people, other FCs who are less notable, but still coming into our space today, multiple times a day. They are not allowed to come into our space as a fleet. They're only allowed to drop on our radars. If they come into our space, it's some sort of maybe an E&I fleet, but certainly not meant to have a fight. They're not looking to have a fight, and that is their official policy.
I said you cut off there, Asher.
Yeah, I think he talked too long, and the microphone cut out.
Damn trees.
Well, at any rate, we've got a move up going on. We'll have a Sino Vigil starting in 10 minutes. I think we can cut it off there. So thanks, everybody, what do we call it? Have a good week.
Asher's saying BRB in chat.
I was struck down for speaking the truth by the powers that be, so please be watchful.
Yeah, we close down the meeting now because we have other things to do. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. See you guys later.